This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the past couple of years, Barrett has done a lot of riding a Strider bike. Do you know what those are?
Do we rock the we rock with the Strider bike? So Barrett's your 4-year-old.
Yes.
And the Strider bike, for those that don't know, are the bikes with no pedals.
Yes.
They basically just kind of sit on it and roll.
And you just kind of use your feet walk around, and it's great for helping them, you know, build their balance. And he would go ripping down my parents' driveway on the Strider bike and use his feet to brake, and it would stress me out. He also has a tricycle, which is, you know, three wheels and you know, very easy to get around on.
Sure.
But this weekend, we attempted to learn how to ride a bike with no training wheels, with pedals.
So does he have a bike with training wheels as well?
He actually has two.
Okay.
He has one with training wheels and one without.
Okay.
So this was the one without training wheels. And he's definitely my child because he can't stop laughing. He laughs all the time. He's a very, very happy-go-lucky kid. He was laughing the entire time that he was trying to learn this bike, how to ride this bike, which was stressing me out a little bit because I felt like he wasn't really focusing or taking it very seriously. But he kind of got the hang of it. I let him go a couple times in our driveway.
And he was pedaling. That's impressive.
But it was stressing me out.
Okay. Because I said that because there's just weird. I don't know if Tatum's ever. Maybe when she's like 15 or 16, maybe she'll want to revisit trying to learn how to ride a bike. She has zero interest. We got her to the Strider bike. She likes to sit on it. She likes to honk the horn, and then she puts it. She likes to wear the helmet.
Oh, of course.
But doesn't want to f with it at all. It's just like, okay. So then we got her to the bike because she wanted a frozen bike with the training wheels.
Oh.
She sits on it. We teach her the whole concept of pedaling, and then after a couple seconds, she's like, "I'm done." But a scooter? Oh, forget about it. She scoots around like crazy. She loves that thing before she broke her arm.
So like a little pedal scooter, right?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And she got one of those ones where the wheel doesn't turn. You just kind of tilt, and that's how you turn.
Oh, that's cool.
And she figured that thing out quick, like to the point where similar to you, like as she's going down a hill, my heart is racing. It's like pounding. And then she gets down there, just no problem, yelling, "Wee, this is so much fun." And I'm like, all right, so you got this, but riding a bike, no interest.
I've been in your shoes. Barrett has not expressed any interest in riding a bike, like pedaling a bike, until literally yesterday. And he was wearing his full face helmet, looking like a real badass, you know, but also just giggling, couldn't stop laughing. And I'm trying to get him to not look at his feet. You know, he just wants to look down. And I'm like, bro, you got to look up. You got to watch where you're going. Keep your eyes on the horizon.
What is he thinking?
He just wants to look down and like, watch his feet.
My feet are awesome.
Like, boom. Stop looking down. But we went up and down the driveway a handful of times. He had a blast. I was very proud.
Do you guys remember who taught you how to ride a bike?
I'm assuming it was my dad.
I don't remember who taught me how to ride a bike. It's kind of crazy that doesn't even, like that memory. I just remember for the longest time, I just knew how to ride a bike.
I taught myself how to ride my bike.
YouTube it?
No. It was back in the day. And like
you want some sad music?
Yeah, kind of.
I had no dad.
And there was no.
Are we playing Father Am I by Everclear now?
Yeah, we should. No, it wasn't even because of that. Like, literally, I just didn't, like, ride a bike really until I was probably 12. And one day I just got on a bike and I was able to ride it without training wheels. And it was like, oh.
Look at him bragging. He's 12. Easy. I mean, yeah. 12, you better be able to figure it out. I'm
talking
four, man.
No, don't
get me wrong. Four is different.
They made fun of me all the years because I had training wheels until I was probably like 10 or 11. And then
that's
finally,
adorable.
One day I just, yeah. Oh, I know.
Danny at 10 years old.
With training wheels.
I love it.
Yeah, but then I finally learned how and just kind of got on and it happened.
One of my earliest bike riding memories, though, I'm not sure if it was my dad who taught me or who it was, but I thought, oh, I'll take our dog on a bike ride. So I tied the family dog's leash to the handlebars and started riding, and the dog took off, ran across the street to the neighbor's house, skipped me up the stairs to their front door. I flew off the bike. I'm shocked I didn't land in the emergency room, but that was the first and last time I ever took a dog on a bike ride.
See, I don't think my dad taught me. I don't think he has the patience to teach me. I remember he tried to teach me how to drive a car, and he got annoyed, and he finally just said, get out, and he had me drive. He had himself drive, and I'm like, what? We're in an empty parking lot. I said, get out, you're freaking me out.
Oh, no.
What about you, Sarah?
Oh, yes, my dad taught me how to ride a bike. And my dad, back in the day, and kind of still now, had quite the temper.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting experience. But I know how to ride a bike, so it was successful.
But you flinch every time you sit on it.
Yes. Like, okay, I'm going to do good.
So he says, as a father, I try to teach my, this is a text at 206-803-ROCK, I try to teach my daughter how to ride her bike. We had minimal success the first day. The next morning, I woke up to her on YouTube learning tips and tricks. She was off and riding. She was 7.
Oh my gosh.
So I just need to give YouTube to my daughter and say, yep, no more Paw Patrol toys on YouTube. We're watching.
We're studying.
Learn how to ride a bike on YouTube. That's impressive at 7.
Maybe I need to do that with Barrett too, so he really nails it. Watch a couple videos.
Or at least you watch him to get some tips.
Exactly. For Bike MS.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.